Estragon drops the carrot. They remain motionless. Then together make a sudden rush to escape. Estragon stops, runs back, picks up the carrot, stuffs it in his pocket, runs towards Vladimir, who is waiting for him. Stops again, runs back, picks up his boot, runs to rejoin Vladimir. Huddled together, shoulders hunched, cringing away from the menace, they wait. Potso and Lucky come in. Potso drives Lucky by means of a rope passed round his neck, so that Lucky is the first to appear, followed by the rope, which is long enough to allow him to reach the middle of them before Potso appears. Lucky carries a heavy bag, a folding stool, a picnic basket, and a greatcoat. Potso has a whip.
On!
Potso appears. Lucky passes before Vladimir and Estragon and disappears from sight. Potso, seeing Vladimir and Estragon, stops. The rope tautens. Potso jerks it violently.
Back!
Lucky falls with all his baggage. Vladimir and Estragon turn towards him, half wishing, half fearing to go to his assistance. Vladimir takes a step towards Lucky. Estragon holds him back by the sleeve.
Let me go!
Stay where you are!
Be careful, he's wicked. With strangers.
Is that him? Who? Godo? Yes.
I present myself. Potso.
Not at all.
He said Godo.
Not at all.
You know, Mr. Godo, sir.
I am Potso. Potso! Does that name mean nothing to you? I say, does that name mean nothing to you?
Potso?
Potso? Potso?
Potso!
Potso. Let me see. Potso?
It is Potso or Botso?
Potso. No, I'm afraid... No, I don't seem to,
I once knew a family called Gotso. The mother had the clap.
We're not from these parts, sir.
You are human beings, nonetheless, as far as one can see. Of the same species as myself. Of the same species as Potso. Made in God's image.
Well, you see...
Who is Godo?
Godo?
You took me for Godo.
Oh, no, sir, not for an instant, sir.
Who is he?
Oh, he's a kind of acquaintance.
Nothing of the kind. We hardly know him.
True. We don't know him very well. But all the same...
Personally, I wouldn't even know him if I saw him.
You took me for him.
That's to say, you understand, the dusk, the strain, waiting. I confess, I imagined for a second...
Waiting? So you were waiting for him?
Well, you see...
Here, on my land...
We didn't intend any harm.
But we meant well.
The road is free to all.
That's how we looked at it.
It's a disgrace, but there you are.
Nothing you can do about it.
Let's say no more about it. Up, pig! Every time he drops, he falls asleep. Up, hog! Heck! Stop! Turn! Gentlemen, I am happy to have met you. Yes, yes, sincerely happy. Closer. Up. Yes, the road seems long when one journeys all alone for... Yes, 6 hours, that's right. 6 hours on end and never a soul in sight. Coat. Hold that. Coat. Touch of autumn in the air this evening. Whip. Yes, gentlemen, I cannot go for long without the society of my likes, even when the likeness is an imperfect one. Stool. Closer. Back. Further. Stop. That is why, with your permission, I propose to dally with you a moment before I venture any further. Basket? The fresh air stimulates the jaded appetite.
He opens the basket, takes out a piece of chicken and a bottle of wine.
Basket! Further! He stinks. Happy days.
He drinks from the bottle, puts it down, and begins to eat his chicken, throwing away the bones after having sucked them.